Part of what we did was try to be explicit to say that the following these criteria, the department could reduce the level of response capability, and then indicate immediately below that that the department should consider not only prevention measures but also containment measures, which we believe is slightly different from prevention. And then we also, in listing some of the factors that might be considered, we included some of the things that we're doing in Prince William Sound, including vessel escorts and alcohol testing. I guess in a sense trying to get legislative endorsement that those are indeed valid prevention efforts for the type of operation that's in Prince William Sound. The next paragraph there, end, is a new paragraph, and this really is as a result of my discussion with Mr. Dietrich after the meeting last night. He was mentioning to me that there are other strategies that the department considers legitimate under appropriate circumstances, and those include burning and dispersing, among other things. And we felt, as a result of those conversations and as a result of the sentiments that Mr. Williams expressed to you, that, that the statute should be focused on those with the caution that the department will establish the criteria for uses of those different response strategies. On the very last page, the proposal, which is in, again, a different style type, I tried to accommodate some concerns of others with this. The page and line reference to the draft committee substitute should be page 18, line 7. And what that attempts to do is say that the departments, I need to find it myself, the department's inspection of the structures and the operating mechanical systems of vessels would be pursuant to existing standards. So that, again, I'm offering this on behalf of others, apparently so that they would have some idea of what they would expect in the way of inspections from the Department of Environmental Conservation. Madam Chair, those are the only comments that we wish to offer.
On the second page of your handout, subsection 5, the language that we have in the draft says contain or control and clean up. Would that not cover that concern?
I need to find that in the draft. I was working off the previous draft, and I don't recall that it has contain or control.
Right. We slipped it in. The word control back and where it has been.
Madam Chair, if you give me just a moment to, I have to confess I had not noted that when I skimmed through this moments ago. Yes, the answer is yes to the question. We would not need 5 because of what's changed.
Any questions for Mr. Schiff?
Is there any place, Madam Chair, is there any place in this recent draft in where we speak at all of burning or exclusion or reflection booms? Or does that come under control and cleanup? Would that be inclusive?
Those aren't specifically mentioned, but I think it's, I guess my assumption that the department would agree that those are appropriate reasons to attempt to control rather than necessarily contain in the sense of just complete encirclement of the discharge on open water.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just hadn't heard it mentioned.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Michael Smith from Exxon.
Madam Chairman, I have no comment here.
Okay. Bev Ward.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We've talked a lot about numbers and hours this last few days, and I'll tell you, the last 144 hours I wouldn't have missed for the world. It's been sort of a cross between a marathon and a tag team wrestling match, and we've all been on different sides. It's been pretty interesting. On page 7 of the draft, I would like to, line 20, I believe, and there will be others in the room who can confirm this, that we've left out something that we, the working group, agreed to. The discussion here is regions where you can have equipment stored, and we had looked at a map where the state was divided up into some regions, and we came to the conclusion that you might be able to get equipment from one region, say Fairbanks, to the North Slope faster, which would be in a second region, according to the map, faster than you could get equipment from one point to another point within the same region. And so the way we had amended that to read, in its region of operation, or in another region approved by DEC. Does everyone concur that that, do you remember that, Dave?
I remember the discussion. I'm not sure we settled it and things evolved from there, but I think I was comfortable with it. I think the administration has to speak for itself, but I think Larry was comfortable as well with that,
and
that approach.
I believe others in the room were too. Okay.
Could you run that language by us again?
Well, the way I had it in my notes, it said, in its region of operation or other regions as approved by DEC. Okay. And with regard to the changes that Denby Lloyd discussed about paragraph 4, I guess we can live with that. I guess I'm just a little confused about, since we've taken out the 72-hour and that portion, everything from in brackets from cleanup to however, we've still got the clause in there within the department's discretion, and I don't know what that means exactly. I presume that would be the department's discretion to do something for very small spills. Is that what you're looking at? Or I just don't know why that last within the department's discretion is still in there. And I don't say that I necessarily oppose it. I'm just not quite sure what it refers to. And those would be my only comments, Madam Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Finance Committee is getting ready to go back into session. So we're going to adjourn this meeting.
Glad it's you and not me.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I wish it was you. You're welcome to come join us.
No, thank you.
Mr. Lawn, it's my understanding that you also spoke perhaps to Selim Bo today. Would you like to tell us what they told you they had in skimming capacity per hour on site, or per whatever on site?
Yes, I would, Madam Chairman. And senators, one thing I would like to caution about the use of numbers, depending on all the various parameters in there, the numbers can be quite misleading. The number presented that Ricky mentioned, the 38,000 barrels per hour, is a combined nameplate capacity of equipment that Solvol Port Authority, they have available to them within a 12 to 24 hour time period. That includes, presently at Solvo, there's 2,000 barrels an hour. They have another 2,000 barrels an hour on order, and they should have it in hand in the early part of summer. So that would be 4,000 barrels per hour stationed at Solvo. The Dundee facility has 4,000 or 5,000 barrels an hour of cleanup capability that would be available to Solvol or to another spill in their area of coverage. The oil spill response center at Southampton currently has cleanup capability of 10,000 barrels per hour. They are in the process of expanding that by a factor of 3. So the largest amount of equipment would be at Southampton, and it would be 30,000 barrels an hour. And so if you add 30 and you add the 4 at Dundee and the 4 at Solomonville, you come up with 38,000 barrels an hour. It's my understanding, talking to the government officials there, this equipment that is on order and will all be in hand and available to them by the end of summer. They also tell me that this equipment outside, or at least not located at Solomonville, can be flown there, and in many cases, much of it can be working within 12 hours, but giving them the benefit of the doubt, say 24 to 48 hours, they certainly ought to be able to have all the equipment there should they choose to use it. And that was the basis for that number.
So
as far as the number in Norway that is expressed as 134,000 barrels per hour, that number includes the industry equipment that was easily countable, and also the Norwegian government equipment that was easily countable. And again, be careful on how you add the numbers up. If you added every piece of equipment in Norway, you would certainly come over 134,000 barrels an hour. When Mr. Williams suggests that some of that equipment is spread out along 1,000 miles of coast, he is absolutely correct. However, most of the oil production that takes place in Norway takes place in the southern 25% of the country. And so the equipment is located, for the most part, in that area where the risk is the highest. But as their rules and regulations are written and their response strategy is written, they have all of that equipment available to them should they need it and want it. And so, with that understanding, that's how those numbers were derived. If you have further questions, I would be glad to respond. Thank you.
So, Mr. Long, how much capacity is at Solomonville today?
At Solomonville today, somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000 barrels. There's some in transit or being manufactured right now.
And how far away is how quickly can they mobilize the equipment in Dundee and Southampton? You said up to 48 hours they could have all that equipment on site, but it is not there, correct?
They have told me that most of the equipment could be available to them in as little as 12 hours, and it certainly could all be there should they choose to bring it in within 48 hours.
But it is not on site.
No, that's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Okay, we'll adjourn the meeting for this evening. We will be meeting again tomorrow. I don't know what time. It depends upon the schedules of other committees and caucuses. And we will notice the meeting as soon as we have some idea what time. The earliest it would be tomorrow afternoon. Thank you.